Welcome to the world of Moto X Freestyle. This is the Mickey Diamond designed freestyle course here at the X Games. And let's start off looking at the feature we're right next to here. I'm standing on top of what we've affectionately referred to as the bowl. It's a set of takeoffs and landings that are a mirror image on the right and the left. If you're looking here, say, on the left-hand side where I'm standing, right beneath us is a takeoff which is cut in. It's only a 4-foot lip on this takeoff that will go across to a landing about 75 feet away on the other side of this feature. And one of the cool things about it is that on the other side of the feature, the right-hand side, there's exactly the same takeoff lip in exactly the same place that will kick you over to the same landing. And Mike Jones came over here yesterday and noticed one little feature that's down here on the lower part of the bowl. It's an almost vertical takeoff face that you can whip the bike onto any one of these landings in here. And I could take you through this whole course and tell you every single takeoff and landing, and I'd still miss a lot of the lines these guys are going to get. Think of a guy like Kenny Bart from the Cowboy. Kenny's wild. He'll take off this thing down here, and he'll whip it somewhere we've never even conceived of. But the whole bowl is designed so you can do all of these transfers. You can take off from one lip, you can land on another. So looking here, one, two landings, one takeoff, go back into the center section here. There's a takeoff and landing designed around this spine that we don't even know what guys will do on. On the other side of the bowl is exactly the same, a mirror image of this. Two landings, one takeoff. Down in the bottom of the bowl is that vertical takeoff we've got. Now if we go along to the far side here, over by our Moto X tower, you'll see a big landing in there. Now, that landing goes to the far ramp, which will give us about a 75-foot straight-on kicker onto that big old 12-foot landing. Now the funny thing about that thing is we looked at it, we couldn't believe it was 75 feet. It looks like it's about 90 feet right now. But all the ramps are at a 75-foot distance. There are three ramps down under the lower section. The two that are diagonally placed will kick you up here onto the top of this bowl feature. On the outskirts of the course, on either end of the 300-foot length, are what we call return doubles. These return doubles, Dane Herron and Scott Hunter cut them for us. They're kind of unique because they kick you vertically. They kick you right into the air and then float you down onto your landing before you go into the berm. Each one of these return doubles is designed so when you land, you'll come onto the big kickers, the 75-foot ramp to dirt that's here, and then our big feature, which is on the far side, right now designed for step-up, so we have a huge landing on it, which will be knocked down. This one's going to be about 80, 85 feet. You'll come out of the berm off the return double, you'll hit a dirt takeoff, and you'll fly 80, 85 feet in front of that huge packed grandstand crowd, and you land on what will become about a 13-foot landing zone. Again, this thing is huge. You see it now, it's a step of a big old pile of dirt, 16 feet high. There's 50 tons of steel underneath that landing zone right there because we had to distribute the weight here on the pier. That's something totally unique to Moto, never ever been done before. We're not engineers, we just build big old piles of dirt and let the guys go huck themselves. On this one, suddenly we had to figure out how to disperse weight over some kind of even area. But a big feature right now will become the biggest kicker in the game here. And as I said, right in front of the crowd, so you know it's going to be entertaining. Okay, here we are in the bottom of our motor course for X Games, and probably about 200 feet away from me is a start pad. The guys will roll in. Can't really see it from here. It's behind this big 12-foot landing face that you can see here. And I'm standing next to these 8.5-foot tall ramps. These two ramps will go from this point where you come off the berm out of the return double. You hit either one of the two ramps. The ramp right here on my left will give you a 75-foot straight shot right in front of the judges' tower onto a big 12-foot lander. The ramp right behind me is almost a little more interesting. This ramp you could actually hit on an angle and you could whip it onto any one of the two landings that you can look at on the bowl on that big mirrored feature that we see in the middle. And if you come over here, you'll see that return double from the bottom side here. It's actually a pretty big landing that's on that thing. It's probably about a 9-foot face. It takes you into that big, big carbon berm, and the berm then shoots you onto either one of these two ramps. You've got a good option. Behind me, you'll see the very tail section of a berm that shoots you into the little vertical kicker. Now right now we're at the bottom of the bowl, you'll see beyond the ramp. That kicker literally takes you right up in the air and you can choose to whip it onto any one of about 9 faces. On the very far side, the dark feature, that's the other ramp that brings you again across onto that mirror image part of the bowl. Right up in the tower at the very top level, it's a 24-foot deck is where our judges sit. They can see the whole course from that point. And from up there, They'll be able to judge exactly what every rider is doing. They can see takeoffs, they can see landings. The whole deal is seen right from the very top of the Moto X tower.